Hi there, fellow travelers. Hey, this week on the RV Podcast, we talk about why it may not be such a good idea right now to park your RV on the streets of a big city.
Welcome, fellow travelers. It's time for another episode of the RV Podcast.
Answering your questions, sharing tips, suggesting great trips and off-the-beaten-path adventures, and always staying on top of the RV lifestyle news you need to know about with great interviews and inside industry information.
Here's your hosts, award-winning journalists Mike and Jennifer Wendland.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the RV Podcast. And in the wake of the Nashville RV bombing of Christmas Day, a jittery public has been reporting parked RVs that they see on city streets, sending police to check them out. We'll talk about that and why that may not be such a good idea for RVers to leave their units unattended on city streets. That coming up in this episode. Plus, we'll hear from RVers on their RV travel bucket list plans for 2021. We'll answer your RV lifestyle questions, and we'll check in with our friends Patty and Tom Burkett for another interesting off-the-beaten-path report. But first, my lifelong traveling companion and my bride, Jennifer. Hi, my dear.
Hello, my Michael.
Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you and everyone else.
This is our first episode of 2021, and like I'm sure most of our listeners, we are glad that 2020 is over.
I'm very glad it's over. That we had a lot of good things happen, but some not so good too.
Yeah, we're working on a highlight of 2020 video for Saturday. Folks on our Ask Us Anything YouTube show Sunday night, somebody asked, "Hey, would you do one doing a highlight reel of 2020?" And I thought, "Well, what?"
We had a great January, February, and summer.
And we'd got some great trips in the summer and right. Fall, so just locally, regionally, I should say, not so much local. But so as we were putting this together, I was talking with Chris Colley, our video editor, and we have some really good things that we had a lot of fun.
We had a tremendous amount of fun.
So we'll have that.
It's probably good that we didn't get to do everything we had planned because we would have done ourselves in.
Oh my gosh, we would have. But it was, let's not kid ourselves. 2020 was a year like none of us have ever experienced before. And hopefully 2021 is going to be better. I think so. I hope so.
We'll see.
Yeah. Still, a lot of plans right now are up in the air. No one is quite sure where it's safe to travel, if it's safe to travel. They just canceled the RV show that was going to be held in suburban Chicago later this month.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
They had it listed as on the schedule right up until we sent the newsletter out saying it's on the schedule. Then they took it off and canceled it. That's in Chicago, or suburban Chicago in Schaumburg, Illinois. But the Tampa show is on for next week still. Mm-hmm. And the Quartzsite RV show is about ready to start, although there are so many people out there, you'd swear it started. And not as many as, most years, but a lot of people still.
Well, there aren't a lot of places to buy food or...
No.
I mean, you got a lot of open space.
On a good year, there's not a lot of places. But you're in the desert, and that's pretty cool. We went last year. After the show. And that'll make our highlight reel. We have a couple of options. We've got our big Taquamenon Falls annual winter campout, which is this week. Most of the folks, we had like, I think, 50 people, and most of them have opted to stay home because of COVID. Michigan is, of course, one of the most restricted states, although it's certainly permitted to go up camping. But probably about, there's still a dozen or so, I think, that are headed up there. We may go. We don't know yet. And we're back and forth every day on whether we're going to go to Tampa. You know, it's just for us, the reason we would go to Tampa is to be able to do some really good stories on RV models. And we really can't do that under the restrictions that they have because of COVID this year.
No industry day, which is something that we count on to shoot the bulk of our videos about new products. And we can't do that this year.
Yeah, on industry day, we could walk in with our camera in an RV and we would... We would have uninterrupted time to shoot everything we wanted to shoot, to show it how it works and do a tour of the RV. But when the public is there, people get really mad.
They get mad when you say, "Please don't come in."
Yeah, because we're shooting a video. They go, "Well, hey, So we really couldn't do as many great videos as we would like to do, like we normally do. We normally, you know, review a whole bunch of RVs while we're there. And because of that, and because of COVID, you know, they're going to, it's outside, so you don't have to wear a mask outside, but they do ask that you wear a mask if you go in an RV. Well, you're still breathing a lot of people's air in a very confined space.
Well, what you're doing is touching handrails and cabinets and even opening things.
They can't clean it that well. No. So, you know, I don't want to be one who is an alarmist, but it probably is not the wisest thing that we could do.
And, well, COVID has hit kind of close to home lately, so...
Maybe, yes, it has. Some of our family have had it, and fortunately they're over it, but it's nothing to mess with, we can tell you that. And we have been fortunate and blessed not to have it. So we don't know what we're doing.
We never know what we're doing.
But we're having fun not knowing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to be open.
We ought to
be flexible.
Yes, that's the word of 2021. Well, we have lots of news for you today, and we're gonna touch on all that in just a few minutes. This is our first broadcast of the year. Well, we like to start off every year with a bucket list, the hopes and dreams of everybody for the year ahead, and we will be doing that a little later on in the program. We'll have an assortment of some of our followers and friends who called in and left a message. But right now, we want to tell you about something that's happening with one of our sponsors, which is Camping World. If you remember a couple of months ago, we mentioned that we were the subject of a movie, of a kind of like a mini documentary on our RV lifestyle. And we didn't want to, we promised that we wouldn't give away all the details because we didn't want to scoop them because they sent out a whole Hollywood crew and everything to shoot us. Well, that was Camping World that did the movie. And they are not going to the RV show because of COVID. They're doing the ultimate RV show, a national show, and they're really going to be spending really from now on through, you know, because the in-person shows have been canceled and are canceling. So what they're going to do is have the ultimate RV show, as they call it, a national tour coast to coast, that they say will bring you the biggest virtual RV show ever, and it's going to be all live streamed from their various social channels. So it's going to happen from now until March 6th every week, and then they'll be doing discounts of hundreds of RVs that are shoppable from your couch. They'll even deliver them to your driveway, and they'll talk about, including one of them that was hand selected by Jen and I for our son Jeff and his growing family, something that they're looking for. We are going to be the subjects, and that movie that we talked about that they made will be shown, and they'll be doing an exclusive interview with Jennifer and me about our RV adventures, and that will air at 9 p.m. Eastern time this Friday, January 8th. So tune in. It's on all their different, just look up Camping World on any of the social media, and they've been doing a lot of live streaming. They've been doing concerts with top acts, and this is a big deal show for them. The ultimatervshow.com is where you go if you want to just watch it right on their website, ultimatervshow.com. You can register for free. You can make sure you get reminders about our session this week, and we'd hate to have you miss it. It was a lot of fun doing the video, and we got a sneak preview, and it was a lot of fun. And this is cool for you now. They gave us, because we did the interview, they gave us an exclusive discount code for fans of the podcast to get 10% off on campingworld.com this week in celebration of our influencer session, as they call it. Use the coupon code lifestyle at checkout. They'll give you 10% off your online order with no minimum. And we hope you can tune in. Check us out. We will be on this Friday, January 8th, 2021, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I think the video that they did us came out really well, don't you?
It was fun.
It was so much fun to do.
News. Mike's got news. RV news, travel news, inside information and trends that shape the RV lifestyle. Here's the RV news of the week.
As Mike noted, that Christmas Day incident in which a bomb detonated in downtown Nashville is causing lots of jitters by the public when people see a parked RV. As an example, A several block area in downtown Lexington, Kentucky was evacuated New Year's Eve because of a concern that a Class C RV parked there may have contained explosives. It turned out, like several such incidents around the country, to have been a false alarm. In this case, the RV was rented by a family spending the night in an area hotel. For some reason, a bomb-sniffing dog alerted police. Explosives were in the RV, triggering the police action out of concern of a copycat incident. It's not clear what triggered the dog since no explosives were inside, but it caused quite a stir. Nearby restaurants, bars, hotels, and apartments were evacuated until the incident was settled.
And then, as we said, there have been other similar calls around the country, but a day after police cleared that section of Lexington, the same exact thing happened across the state in Louisville, Kentucky. This time, police were called after somebody reported a, quote, suspicious RV parked downtown on New Year's Day. So the bomb squad showed up and canine units were called. Traffic was stopped and a wide safety perimeter was set up around the RV. But that incident, too, was a false alarm. Turned out that RV was rented by a vacationing Missouri family who said all they did was park it and go to visit the Kentucky Science Center. I wrote a blog post earlier this week about stealth camping, something a lot of you do. And I suggested that RVers may want to avoid leaving their RVs parked on the street in big city downtown areas for a few more weeks until that Nashville incident fades a bit from the news. So people are still pretty jittery, and there's no reason to give them any more cause to worry.
In other RV lifestyle news this week, America now has a new national park. Slipped inside the COVID-19 stimulus package was a provision to create the nation's 63rd national park, called New River Gorge National Park and Preserve. The new national park and preserve sits on 70,000 plus acres in West Virginia and offers whitewater rafting, rock climbing, hiking, and other outdoor activities. New River Gorge, which previously was a national river, currently has no charge to enter and offers primitive camping on a first-come, first-served basis. It's not clear, as of this podcast, how entrance fees or camping would be impacted by this new designation. And as always, if you decide to visit, be sure to check ahead, as some things may be closed because of COVID-19 precautions.
Gasoline prices ended 2020 at the highest level that they have been in 9 months, according to AAA. The national average for a gallon of gasoline is now up to $2.25, which is a price not seen since before the pandemic began in March. Some forecasters are expecting the price to drop a little bit more during the first quarter in 2021, but then rise, as it always does, and over the summer as the year progresses. And when the prices climb again, we would recommend getting an app to help you find the best fuel prices when you're traveling. And we wrote an article on all of that. We'll link to it in the show notes for this episode, which you find on the RVLifestyle.com blog, RVLifestyle.com. And if you want to go to RVLifestyle.com/326, it'll take you right to the podcast show notes, and you can find that link under the news of the week.
Canadian RVers are packing the campgrounds in Vancouver, British Columbia, the only part of Canada that doesn't typically have snow. Snowbirds who typically camp in Arizona, New Mexico, even Florida, have worked their ways to Vancouver, where they are wintering since the border between the U.S. and Canada remains closed because of COVID-19. Some local campgrounds say it is the only bright spot in what has been a tough tourism year.
This part of the podcast is brought to you by Rad Power Bikes, America's number one e-bike brand, offering direct-to-consumer pricing on powerful premium electric bikes, now with free shipping and a discount for listeners of the RV podcast. Rad Power Bikes, they're built for everything, priced for everyone, and this has been the year of the e-bike, I would say. Everybody's talking about e-bikes, and Rad Power Bikes is right up there as America's premier e-bike manufacturer. They have a series of different models. Every possible variety of rider wants and needs are covered. They've got fat tire bikes, they got mountain bikes, they got beach cruiser styles, they got step-through models, they got collapsible, foldable bikes. All of them can reach 20 miles an hour with zero pedaling. They give you the choice to ride pedal-free with throttle. You can utilize five different levels of pedal assist for an added boost, or you can combine the two. You can go between 20 and 40 miles on a single charge. Now, here's the deal. They're priced at often less than half the cost of comparable bikes in the market, because that dealer retail markup chain is cut off. If you mention RV Lifestyle as your coupon code at checkout, they'll give you an additional $75 off. Again, the coupon code is RV Lifestyle, and you'll get $75 off your price, plus free shipping on all their bike models. Go to radpowerbikes.com.
Questions? You've got them. Mike and his network of RV reporters have the answers. Here's one of our questions of the week.
All right, this question comes via our RV Lifestyle Facebook group, which is now about 46,000 members, very active group. You ask a question and somebody is answering it within just a couple of minutes. I mean, I cannot believe the community that has built up around our RV Lifestyle Facebook group.
It is really worth joining.
I mean, if you have a question about a technical thing, I mean, you've seen some of those questions.
Where to camp?
Yeah.
You know, what's worth seeing in a certain area?
A funny noise that your RV is making?
Yeah.
Somebody else knows the answer to it, and somebody will help you. I mean, I've never seen such a community support. And there are fellow travelers. That's and
they are. We can't say enough good things. Yep. It's helped us, and it'll help you too.
And so we grab one of our questions that was just posted today on the blog. This being recorded on Tuesday, the 3rd of January. No, the 5th of January. And this was from one of our members named Nick, and he said, "If you got $500 to upgrade your RV, what would you buy?" So here are a bunch of suggestions that our members of their Facebook group gave. Tom, suspension, shocks, sumo springs, starting with shocks. Mary Sue, a backup camera. June, an electric fireplace. Alan, I'd fill my fridge with beer. Leslie, I'd replace my screen on the sliding door and still have $50 left. Heather, I'd put gas in the tank. Pamela, better insulation around my one slide. Harold, I would prepay a sitter to stay in my place with the four grandkids so my wife and I could head to the Southwest. Kind of a overburdened grandma and grandpa there. Michelle, I'd replace our RV couch with two recliners. Jackie, solar. Or I'd change some wasted space in the RV to extra storage. Scott, a tow bar. Billy, a new inverter. Tom, solar panels. Melissa, a wireless booster. And Derek says he'd get a compost toilet and ditch the black water tank. So what would you do with $500? That's one of the questions somebody asked on our RV Lifestyle Facebook group. And you can join that group. There's a link on the show notes for this episode, rvlifestyle.com/326, or just go to rvlifestyle.com/Facebook, and you can join it right from there. No charge to join, of course. Just answer a few questions and agree that you're not going to spam anybody, and you're in, and you become a fellow traveler with us. Hey, do you have a question you would like us to answer?
Hey, fellow travelers. Want to have your voice featured on the RV podcast?
Send us your questions or comments. Send an audio file to mike@rvlifestyle.com. Or better yet, use our RV podcast voicemail number, 586-372-6990. 586-372-6990.
We want to hear from you. Call 586-372-6990.
This part of the podcast is brought to you by Battle Born Batteries, makers of quality, safe, reliable lithium batteries that can be installed in just about any RV. I don't care what kind of RV you have, Class A, Class C, B van. travel trailer, cab over camper, fifth wheel. Don't worry. These guys are experts. They offer all sorts of different 12-volt lithium deep cycle models with solutions that will drop into any size travel trailer or motorized RV. Battle-borne batteries are protected by a 10-year guarantee. They're heated now. We're going to use ours if we go up and do our winter camp out this weekend. Battle-borne can match your lithium power system with the right cabling, inverter. What are you waiting for? You know that that is the new standard for getting out there and enjoying it, particularly taking advantage of boondocking, which is the best form of RV camping, especially with our campgrounds so crowded. Get out there and some federal land, some state land, the BLM land, and you can do that. You can camp so much longer off the grid with lithium batteries. Check them out. You can go to rvlifestyle.com/lithium. That's rvlifestyle.com/lithium. Battle-borne batteries.
Time now for the RV Podcast Interview of the Week. Interesting, entertaining, and helpful information about the RV lifestyle. Here's Mike with this week's interview.
Well, it has been a tradition on the RV Podcast that every year we spend some time during our first podcast sharing what's on everybody's bucket list for the coming year.
And a year ago, at the start of 2020, there were a lot of folks who had a lot of great bucket list plans. No one a year ago saw COVID coming, but come it did. And since March, most of those great bucket lists were canceled. The plans just couldn't happen.
Yeah, people still RV'd. In fact, RV camping boomed, but most of the long-term big bucket list trips went by the wayside. People tended to stay fairly close to home. So here we are now in 2021. Vaccines against COVID have been developed, rapidly becoming available. And there's hope that 2021 will start to return to normal. Probably, they say, about the time summer and the camping season once again arrives.
So where do people want to go? We ask our audience to share their bucket list plans. Here's a sampling.
Well, good morning from Texas. This is James and Susan Massey in College Station, Texas, actually wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas past and a very Happy New Year. Mike and Jen, I hope the best for y'all in your travels. We would like to offer some hopeful thoughts for the future in 2021. As we move forward from 2020. The good news is that we're healthy. The vaccine is coming. We're certainly going to look forward to getting that done and hopefully getting ahead of the virus. Also get to retire after 39 years this year from Texas A&M and look forward to being retired with my best friend. We hope to use this time to travel. We already have reservations in Estes Park and hope to expand that. Last year we missed the big event in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, the AirVenture event that the Experimental Aircraft Association holds. It's an interesting event, not just about airplanes, certainly. There are lots and lots of different kinds of RVs, and it's almost like going to an RV show. We're looking forward to doing that. We also have some aspirations to go up the East Coast, look at Savannah and Charleston, and maybe even moving on over to the central part of the United States and the Yellowstone, Rushmore, Mount Rushmore, and into Utah. But whatever happens, I hope the best for us all, and you always hope for blue skies as we're traveling. A good tailwind, and as always, a nice level campsite. Again, Happy New Year to everyone from Texas. Come see us.
That's one of the reasons we like to do this segment the first of the year, is because this is where we get our ideas. We have had friends go to that Oshkosh air show before, and we have kind of had it in the back burner. I think that's going to go up on our bucket list for this year. It's just not too far from us from our Michigan home. If we're up in Michigan, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and their air thing. We're going to work on a blog post on it a little later on for everybody with some pictures that James sent us. But doesn't that sound fun?
It does.
And congratulations, James, on retirement. So much better that it's this year rather than last. Yeah. You can go many other places.
All the poor folks that it was last year.
Yeah. All right. We've got some more. Let's listen to some others that called in to share their 2021 bucket list.
Hello, Mike. This is Ivan Martinez. I'm usually listening to your podcast, and also I listen to your show on Sundays. As a matter of fact, I was just watching it. And I'm calling just to let you know about bucket list. We're new RVers, and we're going to head west. We're from Maryland. And our bucket list, we want to do your seven-day trip to Utah. We're going to do that one and then continue to work our way west because our son is in the military and he is stationed in Washington State. So we're going to head that way, and then we want to spend a couple weeks there in Washington State with them and then come down to Oregon. And we're still working where to go in those two places, but we know that Utah, Washington State, and Oregon are three states that we're definitely going to visit this summer, leaving mid-June and coming back sometime mid-August. Thank you for what you guys do. You really truly encourage us to RV and go explore the United States, and we appreciate you and your spouse there. You guys are a beautiful couple. God bless you guys.
Oh, man. Thank you, Ivan. That's great. He's got a great trip planned.
He does. And what a great goal to go visit his son.
Yeah. You know, I love these bucket lists because, you know, Lord willing, we're all going to be out there on the roads. But I love hearing newbies like Ivan share all the excitement that you can hear it in his voice, can't you?
Yeah.
As he, all right. Here's a couple more that came in. This is from Julie.
Hey, Mike. It's Julie Concannon, and we, my husband and I, Ken, are hoping and praying to be able to go to Alaska this year. We're going to RV all the way up the Alcan Highway and meet friends to go fishing in July. Very excited about this and hope that things work out. Take care. Happy New Year.
Boy, a lot of Alaskan trips that were planned for this past year were canceled because the border closed in March. It's still closed, by the way. Still can't go RVing. I just updated a post on the blog about some RVers are planning to literally ship by sea their RVs from Seattle up to Alaska and then fly up to Alaska because you can't. Well, you can, but they really make it difficult for you to drive straight through British Columbia to get into Alaska. So
where there's a will, there's a way.
There is a way. Yeah, but you know how much it costs?
A lot.
$6,000 to ship your RV. So, but it, you know, the hope is that the border is going to be open certainly by summer when you'd be going, and I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of people going to Alaska. Here's a short and sweet one from a listener named Sherry.
Hi, Mike. My name's Sherry Studi. My husband and I hope to do a trip out west this summer. 2020's gone, isn't it? But anyway, just FYI.
That sounds like she gave us that last year and just is kind of repeating it again.
Yeah.
Good. You do it, Sherry. You're going to be able to do it.
I don't know where Sherry's starting from, but Sherry, you're going to love it out west.
All right, let's wrap them up. We got a great one from one of our listeners named Chuck.
Hi, Mike and Jen. This is Chuck from Southern California. Our hope for 2021 is taking our RV and for the first time ever crossing the United States from Southern California to the East Coast. The trip that we're thinking about doing is going to take us up through Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan to upper state New York, down the East Coast, through Washington, D.C., Virginia, the Carolinas, coming back through the Great Smokies and to Nashville and to Branson and then back to Southern California. The question I have for you is, what direction would you go? Would you take the southern route first and come back in the north in the hotter part of the summer if we leave in early to mid-May? Or would you go the other way, start in the north, head south, and come across Texas in maybe like August? What's your thoughts? You have more experience of crossing the United States than we do. We usually stay out in the western states with our RV. Thanks, Mike and Jen. appreciate your help. Take care.
Well, for us, there'd be only one way, and that'd be the southern route, because in May, it's just beautiful weather throughout Texas and the Gulf Coast. And as you make your way north, it's quickly getting warmer every place you go. You should be able to time that in such a way that it's perfect 70, 75 degrees pretty much your whole route, because you've got all the stops planned out awesome, but just go to from the south, and by the time you come up into, you know, New England and then make your way up into Michigan and Minnesota and across that way, you're in June, July, perfect weather. August, perfect weather. They say in the Midwest, July is always the dynamite, best month of the year. Just perfect weather, usually in July, right? Isn't that what right. we say about Michigan? I know, yeah. Same thing. So start off on the southern route.
That's unless you like being really hot.
Yeah, unless you, I don't think so. You know, I mean, it's really hot. It's pretty brutal in August in Texas.
Oh, from Southern California.
And the humidity of the Gulf Coast. Oh, my gosh. It's all good. It's all good, whether which way you go. But we would start off with the southern route. Well, those are some of the bucket list plans that many of you have shared with us. We would love to hear more. When you go to the RV Lifestyle travel blog, rvlifestyle.com, and you see the show notes for this, go to the end of it, and under comments, share what your plans are and give some advice, give some thoughts about where you're going, some recommendations to other people, and we can stay in with a community like that. But what's our plans? We are not going to make a big bucket list, I don't think, this year.
After everything we had planned last year, I think we're going to just have a little wait and see attitude right now.
Our plans last year were, in 10 years, the most
ambitious.
Yes. Overly
ambitious.
And very few of them came, but we just did serendipity and we had a great year. Started off awesome. Key West, Arizona.
Yep.
You know, back to Florida,
Tampa. It was all good.
Yeah, and then lockdown. But even then, there were things that we could do, and we were in the RV. So I don't know if we have any big trips planned. We always like to get to the national parks, but I think we're not going to overcommit, and we're just going to wait and see where we go with things. We'll be doing something. You know, we do it every month. We're somewhere. So
we'll have, again, flexibility.
But I think we could do that Oshkosh Air Show.
I think we could, too.
That would be a lot of fun. So
let's find out when that is and check into it.
And we'll have a blog post on it coming up in a while. All right. Thanks to everybody who called in. It's always great to hear your excitement. And we invite everybody to use that voicemail number that we talked about. You can find that on rvlifestyle.com. Scroll down. It's in the sidebar. But use that, if you will. Call us. We'd love to get your comments and your voice on the podcast, too. Interview of the Week brought to you every week by our friends at SunshineStateRVs.com. They're in Gainesville, Florida, but, you know, in this era of the internet, they've been doing a lot of business online. They'll deliver any new motorhome they sell to your driveway free anywhere in the continental U.S. Sunshine State RVs has a huge selection of small motorhomes, both new and used. They have a full line of new RVs, the likes of Winnebago Travato and Era and Coachman, American Patriot, Fleetwood IROC, and more. And their used inventory is huge. In stock, previously owned RVs ranging from the early 90s to the current year. Everything in between from all the most popular small motorhome brands. Every RV that Sunshine State RV sells goes through a very thorough 172-point inspection in which they go over all of the interior components. They go over the outside. Everything is turned on and tested. They road test the vehicle. They make sure it does what you're buying it to do. And they're thoroughly clean. They're detailed inside and out. They even check the roof for cracks and replace any silicone caulking. Visit them at sunshinestatervs.com. All one word, sunshinestatervs.com.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path, a unique RV podcast travel suggestion you probably won't find in a guidebook. Here's Mike.
Well, a lot of us had our plans in 2020 changed and altered and postponed. That's the way we preferred to look at it, postponing them. And this is the year we hopefully can go on with them. Our friends, the Burkitts, Patty and Tom Burkitt, they have a really interesting goal for their travel. And it's summed up in a word called Edges, E-D-G-E-S. And we'll just let them explain it as they explain why that is such a neat goal and how Edges is going to play into their bucket list for 2021.
Hey, Jennifer and Mike. A year ago, about this time, we were loading up the RV. One of our daughters has a mid-January birthday, and we were going to celebrate with her at the start of a cold weather trip to the south. Little did we know that the timing went we'd be among the few travelers to get in a substantial trip in 2020. Over the past 12 months, we've reported on a number of the things we discovered, and there are a few more to come. I like to name our trips, mostly because I usually compile a photo book about each one, and I need to name the book. That particular trip was named Edges of America 1. We have a goal to travel the entire border of the USA over the next few years, and that was the first installment of that project.
Almost as soon as we started thinking about edges, though, we realized that there are a lot more kinds of edges to include, and that we've been exploring them for some time. Economic and cultural edges, political and social edges, and the edges between the natural and the human-made world. Edges are where the stories are often, so they're good places to explore. Take, for example, the people of Hog Island, a barrier island off the coast of Virginia. Barrier islands are always being reshaped by storms, and after several generations, the residents of this one were forced to vacate. A number of them floated their homes to the nearby Virginia shore and built a new neighborhood near the water. Now climate change brings rising water, and soon they'll be thinking again about what to do.
In Charleston, we took a tour focused on gullah culture, and one of the features was the iron fences that surround many of the city's homes and buildings, some of which include beautiful figures worked into the metal. The most notable of these were made by Philip Simmons, who died about 10 years ago. We visited his shop, where a nephew continues the work. No fancy artist studio here. It's a tin-sided open garage behind a four-room house. Much of the work is leaning up against a wall or laying in the leaves on the lawn. Creations that can be seen in the Smithsonian and gracing grand cathedrals and lavish homes, emerging from raw iron and fire where shirtless, sweaty men swing hammers in a shed on the edge of a genteel southern city.
In Florida, we encountered a different sort of edge, where salt water meets fresh water and where the heat of the Earth's crust meets the cooler temperatures of the surface. We found some of the strangest creatures that inhabit the sea, manatees, marine mammals that swim into Florida's freshwater springs for the warm water flowing out. These slow-moving, seaweed-munching giants were once mistaken for mermaids. Nowadays, they not only live at the hydrological edge of our world, but suffer from the fast-moving boats that we humans use to navigate the same interface.
After boarding a plane in Orlando, we were deposited a bit later on the island of Puerto Rico. This cultural edge has its own kind of sharpness. There's a sense here that things are always on a precipice. Life is improving since the last hurricane, but everyone knows the next one is coming. The international bustle of Old San Juan with its cruise ships is contrasted with the purely indigenous rhythms and street festivals of Luisa, where dancers flourish their skirts to the drumbeats of bomba y plena music. Right now, things are pretty good, at least here. Tomorrow, there could be a catastrophe, political or meteorological. The Puerto Ricanos seem prepared to deal with it all, whatever it may be. The same sense of resignation mixed with contentment is common in edge places.
Finding people in their day-to-day life, settling into the local rhythm, and fitting in as best we can gives us great satisfaction. If they don't feel like you're one of them, at least the local folks take less notice of us, and we get a better sense of what the place and living in it is like. It's a bit of work, and it takes patience, but it has rewards you might care to tap into. No matter where you are, if you move a bit closer to the available edges, you'll find yourself off the beaten path.
What's happening? Time now to check the RV calendar of events and gatherings you need to know about.
All right, we've got several of them on the schedule. I told you that the Chicago RV show was canceled just this week. It was on up until just before we recorded this podcast, but they canceled that for 2021, the one in Schaumburg that was supposed to happen in just a week or so. But on tap for next week, January 13th through the 27th, it is the 2021 Florida RV Super Show held at the Florida Fairgrounds in Tampa, Florida. There's links to all of these shows, by the way, in the show notes under the calendar. Just scroll down, you'll find it. And this is a big show. They're going to, it's mostly outdoors. There is a couple of buildings, and you will have to wear masks in the buildings. And they ask that you wear masks in the RVs, which they assure us will be cleaned. But it's on, the 2021 Florida RV Super Show. And then also starting at the end of next week, January 16th through the 24th, the big one, the Quartzsite Arizona Sport Vacation and RV Show. Kimmy King and her dad, Kenny, putting that one on. We had them on the podcast a couple of months ago, and that show is on. They say they're following all the safe protocols for COVID, but lots of people in the desert, under the big tent. Masks are required, but it's on. The Quartzsite Sport Vacation RV Show in Quartzsite, Arizona. On schedule is the Jacksonville RV Mega Show, and that is in Jacksonville, Florida, at the Jacksonville Equestrian Center. That is on tap for February 11th through the 14th. And also the Florida RV dealers, they're planning another show at the end of January in Fort Myers. I don't have details on that, but Florida's having at least three that are on the schedule right now, with the big one, of course, being starting next week in Tampa. So all those are certainly subject to change, although I doubt whether they will change much. You can find direct links to those shows if you go to the show notes page for this episode, and that's at rvlifestyle.com/326.
And that wraps up another episode of the RV Podcast with Mike and Jennifer Wendland.
New episodes are released every Wednesday, and the best way to stay connected is to subscribe to the RV Podcast.
We're in all the popular podcast apps, and you can also listen on the rvlifestyle.com travel blog.
Till next time, happy trails, fellow travelers. We'll be looking for you down the road.
All right, that wraps up another edition. Make sure you go to the website, rvlifestyle.com/326 for the show notes. We're going to be somewhere this week, aren't we?
We will be somewhere. Guarantee that.
Yeah, hopefully. We will be. Hey, thanks for listening. Check us out on the blog. New content every day, rvlifestyle.com. We'll be back next Wednesday with another podcast. Don't forget our videos on Saturday on YouTube. Ask us anything Sunday night at 7 on social media. Bye-bye, everybody.